listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And we welcome you to Wednesday Live, and you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It is right now 11:01, and we're so glad that you are listening. Keep your dial set right there on 89.9. Well, we do have a little bit of mail today and a little bit of information to share also that's taking place. It's great to have Chris Fogle with us this morning. Chris, welcome. And we are going to be talking a bit about some very important events coming up.
Absolutely.
So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Karen, what do you have from the mail or from the community?
All right. I'll do the community one first.
Community, okay.
That the Martin County is looking, if you're interested in being part of the Industrial Development Authority, and you're asked to submit an application by Friday, December 30th. If you'd like to be involved with that in the industrial development, they're created for the Florida Industrial Development Financing Act for the purposes of fostering the economic development of a county. So if you'd like to see certain things going up in the county, building-wise, you're invited to call 772-288-5756 and talk to Donna Gordon. And that is the Martin County information.
That's great. Chris, you're involved in some community development, redevelopment, and such forth, aren't you? I mean, how do you see the opportunities for Christians to get involved in their local government?
Well, I can tell you from my perspective, I'm chairman of St. Lucie County Economic Development Council. So
okay.
Yesterday we had our luncheon. We had an update on Brightline, which was really interesting. But people that want to get involved can join the Economic Development Council of St. Lucie County. It's called, the website is myedc.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much going on in St. Lucie County. We have been blessed beyond belief.
Tremendous, tremendous. You know, that's one thing I've heard over the years, people saying, I wish I knew what I could do to make a difference. And this is a way you can make a difference. You can get involved. There's where Martin County always sends us all of these notices when they have openings on these various boards and committees and such forth. So we're able to promote that. Occasionally we'll get some from Palm Beach County, have not received anything from St. Lucie. But it's really a great opportunity for people of faith to integrate their faith through relationships into the local community and what's taking place.
Well, case in point, we open up our board meetings in prayer.
That's awesome.
That was not always the case. In fact, when I first came on the board, not on the executive committee, I requested that we open up the meeting in prayer.
Excellent.
It had to go to the executive committee for discussion. But we're in a secular world. So if you don't ask, you don't receive.
And there you
so
go.
Favor was granted.
It's excellent.
We opened up our lunches. Every month is opened up in prayer.
It's excellent.
So it's important. And, you know, yesterday I recognized Christmas and Hanukkah. As I'm fond of saying, Jesus was a rabbi.
There you go.
And Jesus did celebrate all the Jewish holidays. So
sure.
I think we need to be cognizant of that. So I have no problem recognizing the Jewish feast.
Sure.
At this meeting.
That's great. That's great. Karen, what else do we have?
I have a little piece of mail. Merrily. I think it's Marilyn.
Is this the cat picture?
It is. So Marilyn.
Chris, we get pictures of favorite cats. We do.
We love the cat.
And Marilyn from Vero Beach had sent in a donation, as well as a nice little card with a picture of a beautiful cat on there.
There you go.
And Jonathan knows I love cats, so he bequeathed that to me.
I knew that she was thinking of you, Karen, when
yes, I think
she
so.
Saw that cat picture and said, you know, we need to send that along. And, mm-hmm. you know, during our prayer and share, we have people that donate from different organizations and different businesses. And one is an organization, I believe it's like a rescue shelter that... I'm not sure what all type of animals, but definitely cats are a part of
yes.
what they receive in their shelter. And always ask for prayer and for the good care of those. And God has blessed us with many things, and pets is one of those things.
Absolutely.
David, what do you have?
Well, I have an announcement from Martin County.
Okay.
And I have a prayer.
Okay, good.
Well, first, Martin County commissioners are partnering with the Martin County Transit and the United Way of Martin County to bring together, it's a program called Stuff the Bus Toy Drive.
Stuff the Bus, okay.
And there are two dates, Tuesday, December 6th from 9 to 11, and that's at the Martin County Administrative Center off Monterey Road. And then Thursday, December 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Walmart at 4001 Southeast Federal Highway. And the deal is you bring brand new toys still in the box, and they're going to have a Martin County bus, you know, from the MTM, Martin
okay.
County Transit. And you're going to stuff that bus with gifts.
There you go. Okay.
And then those gifts will then be distributed to Martin County children who otherwise would not get.
Okay.
So you can contact Martin County. I believe it's... M.K. Nice, N-E-I-S-S, at martin.fl.us is the person, who I guess, in charge of that. Or if you didn't get any of that, you can call us. We'll give you the information.
Sure. So stuff the bus.
Stuff the bus
okay.
with brand new toys. And well, that's a great thing.
A great thing. It is indeed a great thing.
And then Phil, one of our listeners, sent us a prayer request, and I'm going to have to
abbreviate it a little.
Abbreviate it.
Okay.
He's asking us to pray for his mom, Lorraine, for his aunt, Uncle Steve, and Aunt Jackie. His mother's boyfriend, Joe, who needs healing. And for Phil, who is really seeking a woman that God wants to be in his life.
Okay.
So, Father God, we lift
Thank
up Phil
Father.
And his whole family today.
Yeah.
We give you thanks, Father, that you know all of their needs. You even have a plan to meet them. And then you're calling your church to come together and to lift them up in prayer. For truly, you receive the prayers of your people.
Amen.
And you use those at the right time because your timing is perfect. So for a rich outpouring of your grace in all of their lives, in the manner in which you want it to happen, Lord, we do faithfully come before you and pray for them today. And know you're going to move in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that is that's all great. And Karen, that was all the mail that you had as well?
That was it.
All right. Well, you know, Chris, I was out of town a few days.
You were.
And I missed out on some very exciting and important things that happened up and down the Treasure Coast here. One was the miracle on the water. You were a part of that.
I was. And I will tell you, it's hard to explain the feeling I had that week. I was like in another atmosphere. The ground was sacred.
This took place in Fort Pierce?
Right, at Causeway Cove Marina, just over
okay.
the South Beach Bridge. And there were 90 baptisms that week.
Praise God. That's pretty significant.
It was all local pastors from Indian River, Martin, and St. Lucie County. We didn't call in anybody.
Okay.
This was all the body of Christ locally coming together, and it was as powerful as you could expect. I was moved every evening. In fact, I remember Sunday night, Apostle Trevor Banks was going to deliver the message, and the skies opened up. The rain came down so hard, but people didn't leave. They all huddled under the tents, and as soon as that rain broke, then the choir that had practiced for 3 months came down off the stage, and they sang in front of the stage, and you could just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
We don't need a microphone. Mm. We lift our voices up to the Lord, and then Apostle's message, it just was incredible. That just began the week, and it just was powerful.
Karen, you were there, right?
Yes, I went on Monday night.
Okay.
Yes, it was pretty amazing. Even just, you know, after I pulled in the parking lot and when you entered onto the grounds, boy, really, the atmosphere was amazing.
Well, there were prayer stations.
Yes, yeah.
Something that I really have never experienced before. And there is a group that does prayer stations all over the country. Mm-hmm. It's not just, I think everything was well thought out. It was a lot of planning, of over 3 months of planning.
Mm.
And in fact, Pastor Jerry Curry delivered the message on Monday night.
Yeah.
And it just, every night was just incredible.
I felt like, you know, because I knew that all the pastors had gotten together and had been praying for months over the event, but it was as if we just put everything out on the table, and then you just got to see the Holy Spirit at work in the people. And, you know, and the pastors, I saw many different pastors. A lot of people, I don't know who they are, but the pastors I did see were just chilling out with everybody else. And you could feel the presence of God, and that God was really the one, God the Holy Spirit, doing the work.
You know, that's just another example of the body of Christ coming together. We don't need the four walls to divide us.
Amen.
You know, it's what we have been doing in with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, bringing pastors and in our case, even business leaders and civic leaders together. And when this Sunday evening, for example, you'll see 500 people. I mean, we were filled by November 30th. This is the earliest we've ever been filled up, and there's a lot of people that are on the waiting list and somewhat upset that they can't go, but we have a limit. But the point is, you will come that evening and you will see pastors and business leaders and civic leaders together, not talking denominations or theology, but just coming together with the presence of the Holy Spirit in prayer, in praise, and hearing the message that I know it's going to be powerful.
It's going to be powerful.
Pastor Joaquin Molina.
Well, Chris, we do want to talk about that event that's coming up, and not because we're looking to fill seats. The seats are full. But to kind of welcome the prayer of God's people, the prayer support of God's people, not just over this event, but over our region, because truly God is at work at this time. And David, you speak a lot about the coming revival.
Yes.
And you know, when you have this many churches, pastors, prayer teams, intercessors, musicians, and congregants coming together, I mean, hundreds of people came together. That, to me, is only possible by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because cross-denominational lines, cross the carpet, you know, that just doesn't happen easily. This is spiritual breakthrough, and it's really a great thing. Chris, this program we have every week, that has become very much a part of our identity here at WCNO. It's something kind of new for us as a team within the staff of WCNO to have a live show, and we're looking to maybe do some more of that in the future. But Wednesday Live was kind of our open the doors and, you know, get started and do something that is live with our own team and bring together leaders from the region. We interview local as well as national, and some are international guests on this program. But the purpose is to lift up Christ and to bring news and views and things of kingdom interest to our listeners. And this program today is in part financed and supported by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. So, Chris, you are the executive director of that, and your role is huge in wherein you have actually served in the business sector for a number of years, and you continue to serve. And also, you are an ordained minister, and so you're able to bring some things together. And so we welcome you this morning. For those who are listening who have not yet met Chris Vogel, we from WCNO want to say a huge thank you to you and to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance for making this program available. And also, it gives us opportunity through the Alliance to bring wonderful guests on from time to time. We've had a lot of great guests, some of the guests we've had, individuals that are very well known. And so the Alliance has made that possible for us as well. Tell us what's coming up, and how can the people of God prayerfully support and be a part of this move?
Well, certainly you can go on our website, which is tccalliance.com, and you can get, first of all, a flavor of the Spirit of God and what we're doing. This Christmas Proclamation Supper was birthed by someone that was dear to many of us, Pastor Jim Way, and he never got a chance to see the first one.
That's right, he did not here.
And I'll never forget, it was in the first week of November, and he says, I want 250 people. And I just looked at him, and I said, well, you're going away. And he says, and you're going to take care of it. And we did. The first Proclamation Supper we had, 250 people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we saw such a movement that evening that we said, we've got to double this. And so from then on, we have been 500 every year. We have had great speakers from Pastor J.C. Church from Ohio, Bishop Nunez from Baltimore, Bishop Larry Jackson from Charlotte. The very first speaker was the mayor of Lake Wales, who really was a powerful talk on bridging the racial divide. He was the black mayor of Lake Wales, which prior to that, Lake Wales was a very, very polarized racial community. And it changed. And it changed because of the body of Christ coming together. And that's the one thing that through the Alliance that I hope that people want to get involved. We have coming up in May every year, the first Thursday of May, the National Day of Prayer, which again, we will rent out the whole Civic Center, and we will have people coming from all over the Treasure Coast to gather in prayer that Thursday night, which again is the first Thursday of May. And it's just one of several things that we're doing. We have brought special speakers. I remember just as COVID was beginning, we had a program called Stand Courageous. All men, young men.
Tremendous, event.
Right during COVID.
Yeah.
And people showed up, and there was healings.
It was packed.
Deliverance, oh, it was. It just was incredible. So we serve a mighty God.
Amen.
And when we're in obedience to God, God takes care of all the particulars.
Amen.
We just have to do what he puts on our heart. And so I'm looking forward to Sunday night again. You will see unity. You will not see division. You will see blacks, Hispanics, We have a group from Jamaica. I mean, business, civic leaders. We'd actually have more civic leaders, but unfortunately, Tallahassee has a session that starts Monday morning, so a number of our legislators that wanted to be there can't, and so we have now changed the date next year to the first Sunday of December, so that won't be a conflict for them. But think about it. Think about all of our elected officials that are going to attend Sunday night. Hmm. These are the people that represent us in the city and county governments and the schools. Yeah. That's powerful.
And coming together to speak the word of God in proclamation over the Treasure Coast, coming together in agreement with leaders who are praying for the region and dedicating our region to the will and the purpose of God. It is a powerful night.
And, you know, the thing that I enjoy is there are going to be people there who are not saved that just heard about it,
yep,
and they just want to see.
Yeah.
And Jesus was always fond of saying, come and see.
Yeah, come and see. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing. We know there'll be people there that night that really don't know exactly what's going to happen, but from the time the shofar blows, it's on. And it's going to be a powerful night.
Right, you know, you mentioned a lot of different organizations, and of course, with the shofar blowing, it's always a blessing to have the Messianic opening. You know, as some of our Messianic family that's in the community links up with us as well. So it truly is it's a representation of the body of Christ.
Yes, Rabbi Jacob will be there. He's got a table, and he is the Messianic rabbi in Fort Pierce, and I got to tell you, our biggest sponsor is Jewish, not Messianic, Jewish.
Wow.
He gives us a $5,000 donation.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
God is moving in a powerful way in this community.
That's tremendous. Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, when we talk about the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, of course, the Treasure Coast is a part of the name. So this is not a Martin County, a St. Lucie County. It's not an Indian River County alone. This is a calling of the body of Christ together right here on the Treasure Coast, right? Tell me a little bit about the importance of linking hands up across the county lines and how God's able to use that.
Well, we're not parochial, all right? Many people that live in St. Lucie work in Martin and vice versa.
Sure.
Or in Indian River.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always talked about as the Treasure Coast. And if we truly are the Treasure Coast, then we have to come together as the Treasure Coast.
Yeah.
So when we can have pastors from Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin County come together for different gatherings that we have and bring other people, it's just continuing to grow. And I think this latest gathering at the Causeway Park or South Beach, where we had a number of pastors from Indian River, Martin County, and St. Lucie County all participating in bringing congregations down to just be a part of this, really has made us get closer together. And I think at the end of the day, when the end of time is, I don't know. I hear a lot of different prophecies and whatnot on it, but I know this much. I know that we have a job to do, and that is not only come together, but as we come together, that's going to enable us to disciple more and more so that we can draw in other people that are on the fence into knowing Jesus Christ and seeing that we are all about love, nothing else but pure agape love.
Chris, we will see something that we call Watchmen on the Wall, and kind of pick that up a bit from our friends at FRC in Washington. But we have two individuals, one couple and another individual, that perhaps we should just mention that and let people know this is also an opportunity to give some note where honor is due.
Well, you know, in St. Lucie County and Martin County, we will be giving out Watchmen on the Wall Awards. And this year's recipients from St. Lucie County is going to be Pastor Sam Chess and his wife Sue Chess.
That's a new thing for the Alliance, isn't it?
It is.
A couple.
Nice.
Yep. But when you think about both Sam and Sue, their ministry is so huge. Sue is the executive director of CareNet.
Yes.
Which has been a tremendous blessing to the community, especially the young women facing serious challenges and not sure what to do, and providing an avenue for them to understand that their child is precious and they take care and guide that person not only up to delivery but beyond, which
sure.
I think is powerful. And Sam's ministry in his church, he's got a Christian Scout group. He's just got a powerful ministry.
And 44 years.
Yes. And he was away this weekend, and I got a chance to hear his assistant pastor, Mitch.
Mm.
What a powerful message. So he's even developing succession plan.
He is.
And Martin County.
Discussed.
Martin County, we're going to Watchmen on the Wall Award's going to be given to the family of Elsie Campbell.
Yeah.
And, you know, Elsie was part of our Alliance. He was the one voice that challenged the other voices on the board whenever we would come up with an idea. And he was so loved. We really cherished his wisdom, his insight, his commitment to the community. I mean, wherever you saw a camera, you saw LC at every event. He just gave of his time and himself. He worked till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Just a true man of God. These are watchmen on the wall. They stand guard over the city. And so it's a real honor to recognize the service of these people. And that's one of the highlights of the Proclamation Supper.
Well, Chris, it's great to have you with us. We are getting close to the bottom of the hour, and we're going to move in. We have another guest coming in today. But there are other events that perhaps will be coming up in this coming year. I know the Alliance, as you mentioned, is going to be again sponsoring the National Day of Prayer, and that's a Treasure Coast event that will be an indoor event. And for those of you that have not yet made plans or been a part of the National Day of Prayer, if you're on the Treasure Coast, this is a great place. There'll be several hundred chairs set up, and it's it's indoors, it's air conditioned, there's safe parking, there's plenty of lighting, and it's just a tremendous setting for leaders in the body of Christ to come together. It's in the evening, so it's after work. And of course, we know there are many other events that happen at lunch and at breakfast, and we support the body of Christ in all of these things.
Yes.
This is simply an additional opportunity for the entire family, children, teenagers, college, every age group, to come as families and as individuals to link up with us. But of course, there are other things we've done, as you mentioned, in men's events, and we'll see what God has on the calendar for this coming year. Anything else you can share with us, or should we just kind of close this time out lifting up a prayer over Joaquin Moline and the great evening we're going to have coming up Sunday?
I think, at this point, what I always say, details at 11. We will have more as we start the new year, but right now we're going to close out the year with the 6th annual Treasure Coast Christmas Proclamation Supper.
There you go. Why don't you lead us in a moment of prayer?
Father God, we are just humble.
Thank you, Father.
To be able to come before your throne, Lord, and lift up praise and shout your holy name.
Thank you, Father.
So, Lord, we're asking for your blessing. Look down upon us this Sunday evening, Lord. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will infill Pastor Joaquin Moline as he delivers the message that you will put on his heart.
Yes.
And deliver that evening. That there will be people there that are on the fence. but will turn their life over to you Amen. Before the evening's
Amen.
Over.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for the musicians, the vocalist, the pastors that will be praying over the seven mountains, and the business Amen. Leader praying over business. We pray for the recipients of the Watchman on the Wall Award. We pray for Sherry Way, Lord, who has put so much time and effort into making this evening possible. And we special prayer for the board of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, who have worked tirelessly on making this evening glorify you, Lord God. And we just thank you that you allow us this freedom that we oftentimes take for granted in this country. But Lord, we thank you, and we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Chris, one thing as we transition, for pastors, business owners, and leaders, civic leaders that are in Martin County and Indian River County, because we're reaching out to them today, who have not yet become a part or even aware of the Alliance, what would you say to invite them for the future?
I would, first of all, encourage them to come onto our website and encourage them to make contact, allow us to contact them back,
yes,
to really share with them what we're about and what we're not,
mm-hmm,
and really encourage them to get involved, because the pastors alone just can't do it without the support of the entire community. And business leaders usually represent many employees. Civic leaders represent the community at large. And so by bringing them all together and letting them become a part of what we do is only going to allow us to really grow to the potential that God has for us and to expand the gospel across the Treasure Coast to everyone.
Amen. Amen. And a beautiful thing with these events that the Alliance has, it's not about names, it's not about logos and egos. It really is about our King, Jesus Christ, and that is what it's all about. And you know, some pastors of smaller churches are just as invited, your people are invited, as those of the largest churches on the Treasure Coast, because this is not about lifting ourselves up, it's about Amen. Lifting up Christ.
Amen. I've been doing this now for 6 years, and I would venture to say that no one really even knows who's on the board.
Yeah.
And that's intentional.
Yeah.
It's not about the board. It's
that's
about
right.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chris, for joining us. God bless you so much. We are going to go to a song, and this is a song that really calls us back to what we're believing God for, and that's revival. And as I was out of town and I was listening in by my app on my Apple phone, which we should mention, shouldn't we?
Yes.
That when you travel out of area, get your Android app or your Apple app, whatever you may have, and you can listen in wherever you are, as long as you have internet. And it was great. Was able to listen through the full program, and this song we've been playing because we really are believing God for a move of revival.
Amen.
Can heal our land, and only you can make things right again. Come chase our wandering hearts, these prodigals we are. Don't wait. We want to see revival. Bring us back to you. Oh, how we need you to. We want to see revival. Oh, and don't leave. Mm-hmm. And only you.
see revival, revival. We wanna see mercy win, the hopeless to hope again. We wanna see revival, revival. We wanna see lives restored and evil to win no more. Oh, we wanna see revival, revival. We wanna see miracles. Let heaven invade this world. Open up the heavens, pour out your presence. We wanna see revival. Bring us back to you.
And it's good to be back. This is Wednesday Live. I guess you knew the Wednesday part. Hope you did. I don't know. Sometimes we kind of lose track of days. But it is Wednesday, and it's right now about 11:38. Keep your dial set, 89.9 WCNO, Palm City, Florida. And we now have Jay Spicer with us, and he is the man in charge over at the fairgrounds. Well, he's one of those. Welcome, Jay.
Thank you very much.
Tell us what's going on. There's a lot of light going on. I heard something about a carnival of light. Tell me about that.
Carnival of lights. And for those of you who caught on Monday night the Great American Christmas Light Fight TV show on ABC, the winner of that show is David Castle, who was set up in Palm City at his home here for years. And is now the feature part at our Carnival of Lights with his digital light show with music.
Really?
Nice.
Wow.
All kind of craziness. And it's Christmas the way the fair would do it. So if you're bringing your family out for something fun and looking for something to do, there are some carnival rides. There's food trucks. There's Santa Claus for the little kids. They can write letters to Santa. They can create ornaments. There's live entertainment, petting zoo. Plenty of selfie stations. I have a collection of nativity sets from a pastor friend of mine from around the world. Mm. 150 sets. We have a Christmas village.
Wow.
There are 70 nonprofits of our local area that are participating.
Excellent.
So they each have their own sign that we made for them with a QR code where you can click and see what their items are and how to get more information about all those resources.
Excellent.
And the Christmas digital show runs every half hour. And it's just a great time. We have many churches participating, so you can find out more about your local churches available to you in different denominations. And it's just a great family event, and it runs Friday through Saint Days until December 18th.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. Okay, so that's going on over Christmas. I definitely want to make that a part of our schedule this year, and we're looking forward to being able to get WCNO out to more of these events. We've sort of broken outside our walls and been involved a little bit with the chamber here in Palm City, and we're hopeful to get a little more exposure by moving into some events like with you. Actually, the fairgrounds is a great bridge to many different organizations throughout the community, and of course your organization is a nonprofit. I don't know that everyone knows that.
Very few people know that.
Because talk to us about that, how that works and how that's a benefit to the community.
Well, because we are the Martin County Fair, it's a quick assumption that we're part of the government.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like the golf course or anybody else.
But you're not.
We are not. It is their property and we lease it from them.
Okay.
And our mission is to provide agricultural education and support our community and other nonprofits with facility space that's reasonably priced and available to them. So we take in everything from PTA groups that can't really go to schools anymore because it's the no fun zone.
Right.
You know, no bounce houses allowed on school property. So they come to us. Redeemer Lutheran had a fall fest in Riverside Park for years. Mm. And the county decided that they have too many people, so you're out.
Mm. Wow.
So, out to where? Where do they go? They called me. Said, can we do it at the fairgrounds?
Wow.
Absolutely you can.
Wow.
And for hardly any money. We're not a profit business, so we just need to cover the expenses. We're good. Right now, the United Way is in every one of my buildings doing the Toys for Tots toy drive, where next, a week from today, they'll start handing out for almost 800 families of toys and food. The county's high school's spam robotics team has no room in the schools, so they came to us and said, can we live with you? Like, absolutely you can. The Model Railroaders Club lives with us. The 4-H groups live with us. There's many, almost 50 nonprofits that use the ground on a regular basis.
That's tremendous. And then, of course, there's many others that that come in for one event or many others that could use the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And I know that the fairgrounds, you have opened this up to many churches. We have been blessed to have various events over the years there. And many churches continue to utilize the facilities as well. And we have a lot of Christian leaders that listen to this this station. And so when you're thinking about a big event, a special event, maybe a weekend event or whatever, the Martin County Fairgrounds is a great place to look into. How would people get more information, Jay? How do they get a hold of you? How do they start the process? How long does it take to get approved and such forth?
Well, because I'm in charge and I'm the only one in charge. So you call me or you go to our website at martincountyfair.com.
There you go.
And look us up and give us a call. We have many Hispanic churches that have an office but no brick and mortar building.
Mm-hmm.
So they either bring a tent or they'll set up in our arena. Quinceañera parties for the families when the kids turn 13. It's like a bar mitzvah for Spanish. We had a young lady just 2 months ago did a night of worship just on her own, just a ninth grader that wanted to do something. So she arranged the stage and the people, and we gave it to her for like $100.
That's amazing.
Come and do it.
That's amazing.
We support your mission, and we're part of the community.
Wow.
So there's many ways to play at the fairgrounds, and again, as some of you may know, we are trying to move it to the larger space to be able to do even more. So that's just a matter of funding. We have a couple million dollars in state grant money sitting there waiting for cash match. The county will not give us a lease to start building anything until we have the money up front. So we're having this like catch 22 where, well, I really don't feel comfortable giving you the money because what if it doesn't happen and what happened to my money?
Okay.
Well, we'll put it in escrow so you'll get it back if it goes sideways. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Or we'll accept a memo of commitment, a memorandum of understanding.
That says, what do you need?
According to my engineers, we need $1 million.
You need $1 million.
$1 million, and we are out of here building what is I'm calling the Disney World of agriculture. So it's 10 times larger the space than what we have now. There's food and food sustainability and food safety is it's insane right now, and it's going to get worse. There will be a food shortage. Just take my word for that. 70% of your farm-raised fish that you get in the Publix is from China. That number will go up. China's buying American farmland by the acre. Why? What's happening? All the imported food that we get is the FDA can only inspect 1% of it. So when you get 16 tons of oranges from South America, they're only looking at a couple of them. They don't know what's in them, what's on them, what they picked up in transport, how they grew them, what fertilizers that they use that we're not allowed to use here. But there's no questions. They just, boom, they're on their shelf and people just pick them. And our mission is to show you how easy it is to grow your own. Right now at the fairgrounds, we have My Fair Garden, where we just picked popcorn yesterday off the stalks.
Wow.
We have eggplants and cucumbers and peanuts, tomatoes, and all kinds of herbs and radishes and sunflowers to show people that me, who's not a gardener, on the fairgrounds can grow all this stuff. Then you can do that on your own back porch. You don't need 15 acres to grow sustainable food.
Wow.
And if we can entice kids to learn agricultural careers, not all careers require overalls and a pitchfork, right? Where does a kid go to learn to be a meat cutter at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Where do you go to learn to be a beekeeper if your dad's not a beekeeper? You don't need a four-year degree from Texas A&M to learn how to crop map with a drone. You just need to know how the drones work and how to work the equipment. And we'd like to put it in a trade school of our own for agriculture.
Mm.
You know, there's enough plumbing trade schools out there for kids. So not only would it be agriculture to keep our agricultural side alive, but we were trying to find a way to make it free. Because there's kids that can't afford secondary education. There's neighborhoods in Martin County, you know, one of the wealthiest counties in the state. There's places where those kids have no future. We can give them a future, and with very little effort. We're working with partnership with the University of Florida and some other ag schools in the state to develop curriculums. And we already started a blacksmith program, got a grant, bought all the equipment, and outfitted Project Lift over here with a blacksmithing program. Kids are starting to learn to work with metal.
Tremendous.
Only 2% of the world is in America is farming. And they're responsible for feeding 300 plus million people every day, three times a day. So they can't. It's not sustainable. So we have to find new solutions. And that's what the Treasure Coast Agriplex project is about. The fair is just an event to showcase that to the public. So it's how do we keep food sustainable and safe?
That's tremendous, and for those of you who are listening today that are wondering how you can make a difference in a lot of people's lives over a lot of years, if God so blesses us with longevity here with our nation, and we look at all these things you've just shared, $1 million is not a lot of money in respect to what things cost today, but it certainly would open up a lot of doors for a lot of people and provide a tremendous opportunity for our young people. I know as a kid growing up in Hope Sound, one of the things that I enjoyed, and had a bunch of buddies that we had dirt bikes, and there were so many different places we could go. Nowadays, you know, I don't know where the kids go now, but you know, as a kid, it was much more kid friendly. Where today there just are not as many opportunities to learn, to grow, and to figure out to who and where you want to spend your life. So this is a great thing. Dave, you had something. I think you were.
I was just going to say, you know, as you was talking, Jay, I hear the hand of God in this because there's one this wonderful connectivity available to the body of Christ, and I'm going to say to our listeners, go to that website. Donate.
Yeah.
You know, I also was going to say, hey, we can afford, WCNO can afford to do a revival out there.
There you go.
We can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. For sure. All right. Well, this is quite great. Now, we're talking about the Carnival of Lights. That's going on right now.
Yes.
What's next?
The fair. Well, actually, you know, we're in Florida, so our fair is in the wintertime.
Yep.
It starts February 10th, and on the 16th of February, so Thursday night, we have the country contemporary Christian group Cain coming to play. They are on tour right now with Casting Crowns. This spring, they'll be kicking off their own tour. We caught them at the right time, at the right price, and we've got about a dozen churches so far co-sponsoring the event to make sure we can afford it, because...
Excellent.
You know, we can all share in it and not have to get killed on it.
Yep.
But there's still tickets available to the public, front row seats, meet and greet the band. If you're familiar with them, it's two sisters and a brother. Their voices are like butter, and they are fabulous, and they're very creative and a very friendly group. Their families, they're religious, the father's a pastor. They played in the praise band at their church, and now they've expanded. It's going to be a great night of celebration at the fair. So not only do you get a nice concert, but your family can enjoy the fair. Comes with it. So it includes your fair admission.
So this is in February.
Yes.
Coming up fairly soon. So we have the Carnival of Lights right now. Then in February, starting the 10th. And then Kane is going to be in on what night?
16th.
16th. Thursday the 16th. And so those are two great events that's coming up. We're going to go to a song, actually, by Kane, and it is entitled Rise Up. And right now would be a good time for you to rise up and think about getting your tickets for that February event that's coming up very shortly.
Indeed.
In the dark and all alone, growing comfortable. Are you too scared to move and walk out of this tomb? Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave. Come on, rise up, take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? So brand new, power of death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? Said your name, the thing that filled your veins was more than blood, it's a kind of love that washes sin away. Now the door is open wide, and the stone's been rolled aside. The old is gone, the light has come, so come on and rise up. Take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? You're brand new, the power of death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? Like Lazarus. To walk out of the dark, He's given us new resurrected hearts. Oh, He's calling us to walk out of the dark. He's given us new resurrected hearts. Oh, come on and rise up, take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us from the grave like Lazarus? You're brand new, the power of death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus?
All right, and we continue Wednesday Live here on WCNO. So glad that you've joined us today, and Jay Spicer is with us from the Martin County Fairgrounds Association. Jay, once again, just kind of give us an overview of what is going on right now and what's coming up, and how our listeners from the Treasure Coast can get involved.
Well, first of all, we need some holiday cheer, so you're going to come out to the Carnival of Lights.
There you go.
Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night from now till December 18th. You guys, I think we still have 3 weekends left, right? Where are we? No, we got 2 more weekends to go? 2 to go. You should bring out a Christmas tree or something. Put your name on it and promote your station. Love to do that. There's all kinds of activities. It's geared younger, but people who appreciate Christmas lights, there's hundreds of thousands of lights. It's the largest light Christmas show on the Treasure Coast.
Mm, wow, so, that's great.
For those of you who like to go to the mansion over there on the island, they got nothing on us.
We did have a caller yesterday. Sherry took a call from a guy that was looking for an event that he could go to.
There you go. Yeah.
And, you know, so I knew about the mansion with the lights. And I know in Jupiter Narrows, you know, all the people light up their homes and stuff.
People love Christmas lights.
Right. So this would be great. So I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
Come on now.
All right, and that so that runs a couple more weekends, and then of course we're talking about the fair that's coming up in February.
February, Valentine's 10th. Week.
Valentine's Week. Yep. Get your tickets early. Go online, get those tickets. Remember, the group Kane is going to be in concert there, and I'll tell you, every time you share the vision about the fairgrounds and the relocation, redevelopment, I just sense this really is God's heart to raise the level here in our county, but not just for us. This is going to serve way beyond our borders, because I can see where this is going to be a bit of a picture and a pattern for others to see vision to accomplish this in a much greater way. It's tremendous, Jay. Thank you for coming out and sharing with us. Want to give the web address one more time for those who are listening?
www.martincountyfair.com.
There
That's
you go.
martincountyfair.com.
All right. Well, Jay, thank you so much for joining us. Ma and Paul, are they here?
Well, I believe they are.
Okay.
I believe we are.
Well, yeah, we're kind of running out of time, and so we're going to see if we can get them pulled right up here. Well, you may have noticed that WCNO has been off the air for several days over the last couple of weeks. We had main power coming into the Tower building. WCNO has resumed the power surge, blew out a couple of significant parts in the transmitter. Our engineers have been able to restore our old transmitter to nearly full functioning. However, the parts are still old, and we are hoping to replace them with new ones in the near future. Ma and Paul have been deeply involved in prayer for this process. They always have something interesting to say, so let's just listen in. Paul?
Well, Ma, I got to say I'm wearing out praying for the restoration of WCNO's transmitter stuff. In fact, I got to bring you my overalls so you can patch up the knees.
Well, I know what you mean, Pa. The Lord had me interceding way past midnight for several days running now.
That might be why you fell asleep while cooking breakfast this morning. I got to tell you, you sure surprised me, Ma. There you were, stirring to beat the band, snoring and all that, and you were stirring the grits.
Well, that's the kind of commitment that I learned from my mama. Why, I remember her snoozing while dicing vegetables one Thanksgiving morning. That knife was just flying away. Celery, onions, potatoes just popping up in the air. I stood there just amazed.
I remember my daddy once carved a Christmas turkey while he was hung over from a Christmas Eve party. But even in that condition, he had the foresight to make safety preparations. He was using a chainsaw, you see.
Yeah, I was there, Pa. I also remember your mama being livid with anger when he cut through that platter, her grandma's Irish linen tablecloth, and their heirloom maplewood dining table.
My daddy was in the doghouse for several years after that. But anyway, back to the issue of WCNO's transmitter. Did the Lord give you any direction in the Spirit about how we need to pray?
Well, I believe he did. Two nights ago, after getting to bed late,
or give you
this dream. It seemed more like one of them prophetic dreams. And in it, I was out at the tower, and I was looking way up at the top. There was a great roiling black cloud and lightning flashing all around. Out of the clouds came these two dark hands. They were wrapped around the tower like they were trying to choke.